Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Of Boston legends, Johnny Damon joining us right now, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. Obviously, former Red Sox center fielder, won a championship with Boston back in 2004, played here in the Bay for a minute too with the Oakland Athletics. Johnny, good morning. I'm just going to ask you, just right off the bat, what were your reactions when you saw on Father's Day of all days that Rafael Devers was traded to the San Francisco Giants?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. And yes, absolutely shocking. I know Rafael loves Boston. He loves the Red Sox. And, you know, this was one of those trades where it kind of just got you, kind of when Yoga went to, or the big basketball trade that happened, Dallas and
Luka Doncic, yeah.
L.A.
Yeah, Luka to the Lakers.
Yeah, Doncic, I'm sorry. But yeah, that was kind of what I was thinking about, and sometimes they just happen in a hurry. The Red Sox wanted to make a move. You know, nobody ever leaves the Red Sox happy. I know for sure I didn't, but, you know, it's a straight money ball move. The Red Sox get rid of a lot of money on the contract, but they also get 5 young players, and now there's no more distraction up in Boston. I think making a move to first base is very hard, especially if you've never played there or practiced. And I think that's a big reason why he was like, you know, I'll DH this year. But, you know, as a player, you would do anything for your team to make it better. At least that's what I would do. he got a very bad rap from the beginning, and it just never ended. And they had to make a deal, and hopefully the clubhouse is a little bit calmer today without having to answer all these questions.
All right, Johnny, you said so many things in that opening answer. Incredible. You were a great ball player, and I really appreciate you coming on here. You said you know Rafi Devers. Who is this guy? Who is the person, Rafi Devers? Because we're just getting to know him.
Yeah, well, I don't know him that well. We've shook hands. We gave each other hugs. He's a tremendous baseball player who may find himself in Cooperstown one day. That's who he is. And hopefully there's great connection with him in San Francisco. I know San Fran needs to push the Dodgers up, you know, off the cliff, because the Dodgers have been absolutely crushing it the past couple of years. And I know the Giants, they're not one to sit back and say it's okay. So the Giants are going after it. They brought on a great player. And I think the Red Sox, you know, brought on five tremendous young players.
Wow. So, you know, you were a part of the 04 Red Sox. I just watched one of the docs. There's been so many of them on Netflix, but the whole Nomar saga, where Nomar was going to get traded for Alex Rodriguez in the offseason. They couldn't put the genie back in the bottle. He felt disrespected, and it lingered all year. I mean, what are the similarities to what had happened with Rafi and what you guys went through in that clubhouse? Because you've kind of alluded to it being asked a lot of questions, and now that guy's out the door, it can help someone. So what were they experiencing, you think, in the clubhouse in Boston with the whole Rafi situation?
Oh, it's so similar. And, you know, during the 2004 year, we would always try to talk to Nomar and see if he was okay, because we knew he was hurt about possibly being traded. It eventually happened, but it takes a toll, not just on the player, but on the team. And then when it finally happened, you know, we traded Nomar, but we ended up getting like three guys in return that really helped us out. Dave Roberts, Orlando Cabrera, Doug Mankiewicz. So it's like you lose one great player, you bring in three really good players, and your team all of a sudden gels a lot better. And that's what happened in 2004. And I know the Red Sox, they've been down this road plenty of times, and that clubhouse is probably a lot more calm today. Probably a lot of questions that the media obviously is going to throw at these players, but you know, they're out of the Devers situation, and it's time for them to move on.
Talking with Johnny Damon here on the Morning Roast with Spadoni and Chasky, former Red Sox center fielder, 04 champion, obviously a legend in his own right there in Beantown. And Johnny, I do want to get into this when it comes to baseball. It's so unique, right? We see it in football all the time, the diva wide receivers, right? That's what they're labeled. They want their touches. They want to get all their balls, right? You see it sometimes in basketball, right? If you have a ball-dominant point guard and there's a disgruntled player who's not getting his own shots up, right? But when baseball, right, it seems like the bugaboo is a position change. And someone feels like, whether they've been there for a few years, it is their right. They have earned the right to, you know, quote unquote, lose that position if they want to, right? If someone comes in and they're the young phenom, and you know what, they've been groomed to do so, it's one thing. But the Red Sox bring in this guy, Alex Bregman, out of Houston. You know, what does Bregman mean to the Red Sox? Well, not a whole hell of a lot. He was a rival in his own right when they played against them in the playoffs, but he has no fanfare or buildup within Boston. Devers has won a World Series, right? So what did you make of, you know, Devers kind of, you know, taken aback a little bit when they brought in Bregman and gave Bregman that third base position, and Devers didn't like that?
Yeah, absolutely. And Bregman's an absolute gamer. And I think that's why they brought him in, because the Red Sox would be looking at 75 wins. You bring in Bregman, you're automatically at 85. But then again, he makes the players around him better. He's a clubhouse leader. It means so much when you bring in guys who's willing to do everything there is for the team. And, you know, I feel like that's how I was. We never had a bad day. You know, we might get our ass kicked, but guess what? We had a team that's going to support every single up and down that the team may have. And Bregman brings that. So I think it's very important that they brought him in. And it's just very unfortunate that, you know, negative stuff that gets talked about in baseball. And unfortunately for the Red Sox, the whole Devers situation became a very, it became cancerous everywhere. Everyone was talking about it. And like people would talk to me about it all the time. And I'm like, I'm not part of it. I understand him not wanting to play first base because it's a lot harder nowadays than back in the day. You just stick your worst player out in right field, or you stick your worst player at first base. But I experienced it when I was with the Kansas City Royals. They wanted me to move to left field to make Carlos Beltran's job a lot easier as a rookie. Well, guess what? They got me in arbitration that year, and because I didn't put up the numbers that a left fielder would put up. Well, no one's putting up the numbers that Barry Bonds puts up. So they won the arbitration case. So the next year when Beltran was hurt, I went to center and I was like, I really want to stay in center. We have a better team with me in center, and therefore I get traded during the offseason.
And that was when you got
to Oakland,
to the
which was great. Yes.
Oh, to Oakland. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I got to learn how to play winning baseball by, you know, sticking up for myself. And, yeah, could I play left field? Obviously. But, you know, center field, you pay the premium for defense. And that's what I had. And, therefore, I get traded to Oakland. And I started off in left field in Oakland because they knew I was only going to be there for a year. But once they put me in center field in the second half, we went 59-18, but it also helps bring in a guy like Jermaine Dye over from Kansas City with me. So, yeah, it's a cat and mouse game. It's the money ball stuff. The Red Sox, save a lot of money, and now they have a lot of young, talent who are very hungry to show what they've got in the big leagues. And that's what Moneyball is all about.
You know, it's so interesting that you bring up kind of the cat and mouse game between ownership and the players. And it's just the dynamic of how baseball players get paid in the arbitration. We had a guy on that you played with, Jonathan Papelbon, who was on with Willard and Dibbs in the afternoon. And I'm going to play you this sound, and then I want to ask you a specific question. So here's Jonathan Papelbon and his perspective on the Devers situation, and Mark Willard, one of our co-hosts, asking a great question on the front end.
You think Rafi was a bad teammate?
I do. I think he was. He wasn't willing to conform to what the Red Sox needed. And when you're the highest paid player and your company or your team needs something, I think it's up to that person. They have to do what's best for the team. Am I in that clubhouse? No, I'm not. Do I hear little riffs and stuff about what's going on? Yeah, here and there. But I do know for 110% fact that John Henry was not happy with Rafael Devers.
When you hear that sound, do you agree with Jonathan Papelbon regarding being the highest paid player and the leadership aspect and being able to do what the organization wants you to do?
That's what Jonathan Papelbon and myself would do. I am not disagreeing with him at all, but I'm a team guy. Whatever the team needs, if I need to go try to throw three innings with a broken shoulder, I would do that. Anything for the team. That's what Tim Wakefield did when we got our asses kicked by the Yankees, down 3-0. He saved our bullpen for the rest of the series, and that's what great teammates do. And Papelbon's, you know, yeah, he's a Papelbon's crazy, but you know, he's not wrong at all.
Who's crazier, him or Manny Ramirez? Because you play with Manny.
Oh my
Ramirez.
Gosh, I think Papelbon.
Really?
Oh my gosh, yeah, Manny would never do these crazy dances in his underwear. Papelbon, yeah, man, I can't wait to see the kid again. But he's around the Red Sox a lot more, doing TV and all that good stuff. And, Papelbon's amazing. First game, he got called up in spring training. He gets the news that he's going to pitch for us. So we have to wait an extra like 20 or 30 minutes because he had to get all of his stuff, and Schilling's all upset. And I'm like, so what? We don't take batting practice. Like, who cares? Let's cruise over to Fort Lauderdale. A couple of our guys got hit in spring training. Well, when Papelbon came in, he goes after the first guy, and the next guy steps up. He gets him as well, and we're like, okay, this guy's going to be a great teammate, a great big leaguer. He just he took it amongst himself to go out and hit the other batters, and we appreciated him from the very first day he pitched for us in spring training.
Johnny, these stories, I could do these all day because there's like a Forrest Gump quality to you. You played on all these different versions and different teams that are historic. You've referenced Moneyball a bunch of times. You went from the Sox to the Yankees, okay? You won a championship. One of the things I never thought I'd see, which is the Red Sox win a championship. Well, Devers gets to face the Boston Red Sox. Now, it's at home for the Giants. What was it like for you in the first matchup, Yankees-Red Sox, when you jumped ship and you went to the Yankees?
It was absolutely horrible, but I would much rather the entire stadium boo me instead of like having one guy in like Toronto boo you because you hear everything he says. When the whole crowd boos you, it's okay, but it was horrible. And you know, Doug Mirabelli got traded back to the Red Sox that day, so it kind of turned into not so much Johnny's homecoming, but Doug Mirabelli's homecoming for sure. But yeah, it's awful. No one likes to get booed, but as Reggie Jackson said, they don't boo nobody's.
It's a great quote. Johnny Damon joining us here on the Morning Roast, former Red Sox center fielder, 2004 World Series champion. Hey, Johnny, we really appreciate the time this morning, man. This was freaking awesome. Love your perspective, and we'll do it again sometime soon, all right?
Sounds great, and hopefully Devers works out well for the Giants. He's a talent, so you guys have to go out and watch him play.
Johnny, this is how old I am. I want you to know this. I have your prospect card in my basement right now when you were with the Royals. Before the beard and the long hair, it was Johnny Damon prospect. You have no batting gloves on, and the bat is pointed toward the camera. That's how old school I am. I think it's a Topps card.
Oh, I love it. I love it. If you need it to be signed, We'll connect, and I'll take care of it for you.
Dude, you're the
instantly
man,
the guest of the year with
dude,
that response
the
right there.
This was fun.
Great
thank
stuff,
you.
Johnny.
All right, take care, guys.
There he goes. Dude. That's Johnny Damon, former Red Sox center fielder, former A's center fielder, Yankee center fielder, multiple-time World Series champion. Good stuff
that
there.
That was incredible.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.